Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 16th and the whole week ahead. What a wonderful connection between Mercury and Mars and happening in the sign of Virgo. You need to look far, far away from where you currently are to see where you should be going in your life. Think overseas, or if you live in a particularly big country, think another part of where you currently are, because you should look towards travelling towards your new destiny. Here's your Sunday stars. Put the moon into Leo, but link it with Saturn, your ruler. And this is a very calming and almost serene time. A very good time to come up with sensible options and ideas. Time to prioritise those things you know you've got to do, because it is an excellent time for anything connected to responsible matters. And the more intimate those matters are when it comes to sex or money, the easier for you to deal with it today. Here's your Monday stars. A series of occultations, sort of mini eclipses, does make this a very interesting day, if somewhat enigmatic. You're not quite sure what's going on, but you know that something is. And it could well be in the shadows of your mind, something is going to pop out later, which you know that you should follow and pursue. But I think it's more that other people are going to seal your fate in a very good way. Here's your Tuesday stars. Come tomorrow with a new moon in Virgo, you will know that this is the start of a fresh beginning in your life, and it's good. Now remember what I said at the very beginning of the week, that it's to do with international matters, anything connected with travel. And so the more you are linked to overseas areas, continents, countries, the better. And if you haven't got to travel over water, it could be the country next door to you. Depending where you live, big times are coming. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, it's here. It's a new moon in your ninth house, Venus in your ninth house too. And the fact that you are very energized intellectually and cerebrally, the better. Because it means that over the next couple of weeks, you can come up to scratch when it comes to thoughts and decisions, because you've got the facts at your fingertips. But not only that, the most important thing you should pursue now is a principle and a moral, and be a person of conscience. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, it's all about your ninth house. Check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The ninth house, read all about it, because that's what matters most now. On one side, it's learning and study and doing all things mentally, including scruples and being a person who has the courage of their convictions. On the other side, it's international growth, development and expansion. In the middle, it says it's all good. And here's your Friday stars. Mercury is going to link to Pluto in your sign. And when you get a Mercury-Pluto connection, what you really have is this ability to drive and drill down to the root or heart of a situation. And that's what you should be doing now. Whether it's something that you truly believe in a matter of your conscience, or whether it's something that you want to do but need to know how to do it, this is a very good, powerful and steep learning curve.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.